It's just a little after 8 a.m. in the morning. I'm sitting here in my room in New Brajadam. There's frost everywhere on the ground. Although if I look at the thermometer, it still isn't quite zero, at least not up here on the balcony. And it's been very nice even during the days. It goes up to 6, 7, perhaps even 8 degrees, although right now it's cloudy and overcast, but not as foggy as it had been last week, or as I hear it is right now in the UK. New Brajadam is relatively quiet. Most of the devotees are out on Sankirtan, so we're down to a skeleton crew. The construction has stopped on Radha Shyam's, a new added wing to Radha Shyam's Pujari department. It'll be very nice. And hopefully that's one project that if we get funds for, we can complete during the springtime. And that is the complete renovation of the deity department. This was the Guru Dakshin that I'd collected over the last 3 years, and that all went into making this part of the deity department repairs, actually expansion, and then repairs another development. Hopefully, if we get more Lakshmi for it, then we'll be doing that next year. Radha Shyam were very beautiful today. We dressed them in a black outfit, black with a lot of colors, all multicolors. Everything stands out very stark on a black background. And of course, Shyamasundar is also black, and Srimati Radharani is white, so that makes for even more added contrast. And I put a bindi on Srimati Radharani. It's a real diamond that Parameshwar Prabhu had set in a gold background, and that looks very, very beautiful, very nice. I don't know if there'll be pictures of them will be loaded up on the site, but if they are, then you get to see it for yourself. Just recently, Sitaram Prabhu left. He was here from the UK and came and spent 5, 6 days here. It was very nice for him and me. It's a really good opportunity for me to be able to spend some time with English devotees this time of year when things are relatively quiet. Often devotees plan on coming here at festivals when things are the most hectic, and they ask if they can speak to me or if spend some time with me. But festival time or such occasion is really taken up just with that festival, and so it's very difficult for me to give any quality association to devotees. But this seems to be a nice time of year, December or even November, when I'm in one place, either at the farm or Budapest, or even if I'm traveling. So if devotees are considering that, if they like to come from the UK, spend some time, then they're more than welcome. But let's try and find some non-festival times, if the time that you want to spend is actually personal time. Actually, Sitaram stayed here in the house with me, so it's quite together. During the mornings, I have meetings here. We've been doing new Rajadam strategy meetings for about almost the last 10 days ever since I got here, with the exception of the day that I went to Ketchkamit to do the Gita Jayanti. And those are very useful. They're setting compass for New Vajradham, for the future, how to deal with very major and serious issues like community development, the sustenance and the maintenance of New Vajradham, particularly as families begin to grow, which means that ladies become mothers and their service becomes taking care of children. But that means to cover the other existing services that they do, deity worship, cooking, and what have you. That means there needs to be other manpower. And, of course, whatever services their husbands do become twice as expensive because it now includes the wife as well, who's not productive in that department, and then the additional expense will be the newborn. And this type of real community development, because they are developing and growing, is something that, aside from sociological terms, also has economic ramifications, and those economic ramifications affect the entire project, as well as the Hungarian Yatra. Just recently also we heard that the government wants to, or not wants to, but will cut back on the subsidy that they give to churches who receive tax-deductible income from taxpayers. And that will also affect us. Anyway, this is Kali Yuga. There are no kings who maintain ashramas, brahmanas, and when brahmanas have to fend for themselves, they end up doing a lot of other kinds of activities, such as managing, making money, and so on. Ultimately, as devotees, we're willing to do anything in Krishna's service, but that doesn't distract from the fact that these are real challenges, real complications. Those meetings will be continuing straight on through to the 28th when I go to Wales. So when I do come to the UK, I hope devotees don't think that I had a good rest during the Christmas holidays. That's a comical scenario, that when I go to a temple, they always or generally tend to think the temple I came from, I did nothing there but rest. So I hope you had a good rest over there. Or if I go to the UK or France, then the country that I come back to, return to, which is usually Hungary, think, oh, I hope you had a good rest over there. It was a saying I learned from my mother-in-law. She used to say it over and over again, no rest for the wicked. By that measure, I must be a pretty wicked person. And I think I've already mentioned that Pavani, Devi Dasi, is here, and she's over at Sanatan's house on a bed in the living room. I mean, quite comfortably set up, although due to her health condition, obviously she's not comfortable. She's, although not in so much pain, but certainly suffering due to the terminal condition of her sickness. And I spoke to Sundari, our doctor, and she said it's really a matter of time. It's always just a matter of time, but now it's a matter of less time than others, and a matter of predicted time. We know that her leaving this world will be quite soon. And devotees are visiting her, spending a longer, shorter time. It's also be a good reality check for many of the devotees who are making plans for family and bringing life into this world, that they see that even though life has a beginning, or at least it appears to have a beginning within a body in this world. And along that, with that, come so many challenges, adventures, that life also leaves this body, and therefore we say it comes to an end. Therefore, while doing our duties, we should never lose sight of what is reality. I have a couple of telephone conferences this morning, one with the devotees involved in Kazakhstan at 11 o'clock, at 12 o'clock with my usual French telephone conference. That's looks like there's some positive results coming out, and that we had located a nice restaurant. Actually, it was the Shichen Moy's restaurant, which has been functioning as a vegetarian restaurant in Le Halles, which is a really, really great part of Paris. It was a place where we did Sankirtan this summer, Harinam, maybe a dozen times, and very popular. It's something like Soho area in London, youth, alternate people, many, many shops, lots and lots of people, and they're keen on selling us the goodwill and the rental agreement, and we're getting a loan for such venture from the UK, so hopefully by the conclusion of the festival seasons we should be able to start negotiating with them in a serious way and maybe move in. That would be a real plus. And of course, in the meantime, we're still looking for a suitable place to move Radha Parasishvara. We always keep finding very suitable places. The only problem is that our bank account isn't suitable for them. So then we always have to downgrade again and go back to more humble search. Just a announcement in conclusion is that tomorrow all the Sankirtan devotees will be coming back in Hungary. Everything closes tomorrow at midday and everyone heads off to family. So there's not much Sankirtan left tomorrow. Therefore, devotees will be coming back and I'll be busy greeting them, doing bhajans, and it may be that over the next few days there may not be much on the site. What there will be, most likely, will be kirtans and bhajans, because that's what we'll be doing in the temple room. So you can listen for that, and I'll record Hungarian lectures, but since there's no one here to talk English to, I doubt that there'll be anything going on in English. And just to, as a final reminder, I'll be going to Wales 28th, 29th, 30th, and coming back to Hungary on the 31st. So any devotees who are in that part of the UK who would like to visit, and provided that the fog lifts over Bristol, I'll be there in Swansea this time. Last year I was in Cardiff, but Trachnathra wants us to go to Swansea, so we'll be there. Hare Krishna.